We are learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Lamed Amud Beis, but we are starting on the bottom Lamed Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, the two dots, for Shlishis Parah Adumah. The third parasha of Dal Parashas is the parasha of Parah Adumah, which is the parasha, beginning of Parashas Chukas. We lay in the beginning there all about Parah Adumah. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezu Shabbos Shlishis, Kol Shesmucha LePurim Acharah. The Shabbos after Purim, that's when you lay in Parah Adumah. Shabbos after Purim. Itmar, Rav Chaim Baruch Nino Amar, Shabbos Asmucha Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He says a little different language. He says the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Shabbos that you lay in the parashas Parah. So Chayetz Shtiklos Tira. Leipli Gazam Achleikas. Depends. Hodikle Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shabbos. So then it's a Shabbos before is parashas Parah, and the Shabbos after Purim you'll be skipping. Hodikle Beemtz Shabbos. But if lands of Rosh Chodesh Nisan in middle of Shabbos, in middle of the week. So then, the Shabbos before is Parashas Achaydah. So a week after Purim, we Parashas Parah. For example, this year, it lands up that Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Friday, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Shabbos. So, Parashas Vayakal Bishkolim, because that's the week before Rosh Chodesh, and that's what we say, the week before Rosh Chodesh Adar is Parashas Shkolim. The next week is Parashas Pekudei, which is on the Beis Adar is nothing. The next week is Tes Adar, it's Parashat Zachar, it's week before Purim. Purim is on a Thursday. Then the day after Shushan Purim, which is the 16th day of Adar, is nothing. The next week, which is Chav Gimel Adar, is Parashat Parah. And the next week is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Parashat Chodesh. So here, the Shabbos after Purim, which is Parashat Sav, did not get Parashat Parah. Why not? Because you have the next week is Parashat Parah, which is the week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But if Rosh Chodesh Nisan would have been in the middle of the week, so then everything would have backed up. That means that the week of Parashat Shemini would have been Parashat Chodesh, and the Parashat Sav would have been then the Parashat Parah. Zokta Gemara. So that's why it's Tastira. So either it's sometimes the week after Purim, and sometimes the week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan lands up on Shabbos. Berevias, the fourth parasha of these parashas, Achayish Zelachem. That's the parasha of Achayish Zelachem. Tanu Rabbanan, Luntan Abraisa. We elaborate on this Tal parashas with the Haftaris. Tanu Rabbanan, Achayish Adar Shchalias B'Shabbos Karim Kisisa. Achayish Adar lands up on a Shabbos, Yilein Kisisa, like we had before, Rav, and not like Shmuel, like Rav, the Yilein Kisisa, that's parashas Shkolim. Maftirim B'Yayada. We do have Torah on Yoda HaKoyin, which talks about bringing money to fix up the Beis HaMikdash. Be'ezu Shabbos Rishayna, what is the first Shabbos they learn Parash Kolom? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Ad Leiz B'Seicha, the week the Rosh Chodesh Ad lands in that week, the Shabbos before, Bafilu B'Erev Shabbos, even Rosh Chodesh lands B'Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos before is Parash Kolom. That's how Rav learns this Braisa, and we saw Shmuel learns the Braisa with different gears, so with Ba, he learns the Braisa different. We'll learn like Rav, like we pass like Rav. B'Shniya, the second week, is Zachar. Maftirim, Naftirim is Bekarati. That's the Haftirah where Shaul HaMelech was supposed to kill out the Amalekim, but he didn't do a good job. He didn't kill Melech Agag, and Shmuel gave him a lot of Musar, and he lost his Malucha because of that. It's that Haftirah, Bekarati. Very sad Haftirah. Ve'ezuhi Shabbos Shnia. When do you lay in Parashat Zachar? Kol Shechal Purim Leiz B'Seicha. The week that Purim lands up in that week, the Shabbos before is Parashat Zachar. Fill the Erev Shabbos. Even Purim lands up on Friday, the Shabbos before is Parashat Zachar. Meshlish is Parah Adumah. Third parash is Parah Adumah. Maftirin, we lay in Maftar of Azirak Delechem, which is talks about the purity of the Hashem's and a purify us, Los Lavai, and therefore we lay in that parasha because that parasha has shaykhis to purity. Like it says in that parasha there, Ben Odom, Esau, Yishmael, Mosom, Vitamas of Darkom, and it says, that v'zrak lechem lechem ayim tayim utahartem mekoltum esechem mekolgu lechem tara eschem. That's parashas paro. Meizu Shabbos Shlishis. When do you lay parashas paro? Kol Shavuach Purim Lachra. Right after Purim. And we said that depends. That's only if there's no Rosh Chodesh Nisan on Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh Nisan on Shabbos, then it'll be the week before Rosh Chodesh. Berviyas. What's the fourth parasha? Chodesh Hazeh, which is in parashas Boy. Hachodesh lechem Rosh Chodeshim. And there we lay about the Pesach, Karm Pesach, and about Rosh Chodesh. Maftirim, and the Haftarah is the Haftarah of Koy Amar Hashem. And it says in that parasha it says, Koy Amar Hashem, Elikim, Barishim, Be'echad Lechodesh, Tikach, Parvim, Bakar, Tom, Mechides, Hasam, Mikdash. It talks about what you do on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, therefore that's what we learn. The Ezuhu Shabbos Revius, Kol Shechal, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Lechodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan lands up in the next week. The week before is Parashat Chodesh, Shabbos, even if it lands up on Erev Shabbos, so even for Shkosh, these lines of Erev Shabbos, the week before is Parashat Chodesh. Rashi speaks out that over here, even Shmuel is Moida, that if it lands up on Erev Shabbos for Shkosh, you'll do the week before and not the Shabbos afterwards. Because you can't do a Chodesh Zelachem after you're celebrating Rosh Chodesh already. If Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, you can't land the next day of Chodesh. It already was Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, you can never do that. Therefore, it's always before. Then, there's a long Rashi here. And Rashi explains to us when you skip, which week you skip from the Dala Parashas or Chodesh Adar. You always skip one Shabbos that you do nothing. So, Rashi gives you a siman. The siman is Zayin Zatu, Bav Dad Vavav, which means like this. Zatu means Zayin when Rosh Chodesh Adar lands on Shabbos. So then the week you're going to skip is the Shabbos you're going to skip is Tesvav Adar, which means if Rosh Chodesh Adar lands on Shabbos, then that week is Parashat Golem. The next week is Parashat Zachar. The third week, which is Tesvav Adar, will get nothing. So that's if it lands up, Rosh Chodesh Adar lands up on Zayin. But Beis Vav stands for like this. If Rosh Chodesh Adar lands up on a Monday, so then the week before is Parashat Golem, the next week you do nothing, which is Vav Adar, next Shabbos, and then you continue all the rest, this Parashat Zachar, Parashat Para, and Parashat HaChodesh. Dad is if it falls on a Wednesday, so then the week before is Parashat Golem, and that Shabbos, which is Dal Adar, will have no Parashat, and the next week of Parashat Zachar, Parashat Para, and Parashat HaChodesh. And Vibav means like this, if it lands up on a Friday, Rosh Chodesh, like this year, you skip 2 weeks, because you skip the next Beis Adar, the next Shabbos, and you also skip 16th of Adar, which is the week after Purim, Shabbos to Purim. Purim is Thursday, Friday. That Shabbos, there's nothing going on, and the next Shabbos, Paras Para and Paras Chayish. That's the Siman, and that's this whole long Rashi that gives you the exact details of the Siman that we just spoke out. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It's in our Mishnah that the fifth week, you go back to the regular Seder. You have 4 weeks of Dal Parashas, you go back to the regular Seder. What does that mean, go back to the regular Seder? L'seida mai, what does it mean to go back to the regular Seder? So it's machlekes. Rabbi Ami Amar, L'seida parasha shechazer. You go back to the regular parasha of the week. Because according to Rabbi Ami, you didn't learn the parasha of the week the past 4 weeks. That when you have a parasha shkolim, or parasha zachar, or parasha para, you learn that for the laning of the week. Ah, you ask me, what do you mean? How does it fit into the laning? It's only like 5 psukim. Tell you to keep on repeating it. That's what Rabbi Ami says. Those weeks, you don't lay the parashas a week. You don't lay the parashas. Chum with the Sabbath. You don't lay those parashas. Let's say the Haftarah of Chayzav. Why do you lay the regular parashas a week? The difference is that instead of laying the regular Haftarah of the week, you lay the Haftarah of the Dal Parashas. So it means about the fifth week, go back to the regular Haftarahs. Oma Abaya, Kavosir of Ami Mestavra. It's Mestavra like Rav Ami that you knock out the parashas of the week. Why? Because it says in our Mishnah, that's none, L'chom afsikim, L'rosh Chodeshim, L'chanaka, L'purim, L'tanis, and others. That for all these things, you supersedes the parashah of the week. Now, let's ask you something. Tanis and others, they're possible on Shabbos? No. It's on the weekday. And that's definitely true, that on the weekday, you knock out the Monday and Thursday laning. You're laying Tanis. You don't have tire that week. You don't have tire in the weekday. So it has to be, you knock out the laning. So just like L'tanis and others, we knock out the laning, so other things also, you knock out the laning of the week. It's the same thing. So, say the parashas who the chayzer. Let me just read it inside. I'm not sure where the words. Now, I'm going to say the parashas who chayzer. Holds that every week that you're relating to the dollar parashas, you knock out the parashas of the week. Higher than the parashas of the chayzer. So then it makes sense. And the chom of seeking the week also, you knock it out. Because it's parashas of the chayzer also. It means the same thing. Elamadim say the aftarah of chayzer. That it means you just knock out the aftarah of the week. You have a mafti with a haftarah, so haftarah b'chol mi'ikah is no haftarah in the week, so what does it mean? L'chol mafsikim. That's the same thing like the other parashas, you also mafsik for Shchaydash and Chanukah, Purim, and that's in the weekday, Tanis and Modas. That's in the weekday, in the week there's no parashas, there's no haftarahs, so it's a raya that we knock out the parashah. B'idach, and the other one, the Yom Rav Yirmiyah says, nah, hakadis vagadisa. You're right. On Shabbos, only knocks out the mafta and haftarah. In the weekday, knocks out the whole landing. One of them is the other one. And therefore, he holds, does not knock out say the parasha. And we pass like that. Pek the Marakasha. On Tainiyos, why do we knock out the landing in the week? For example, the Tainiyos is in Parasha B'Shalach. So Monday, we're not going to lay in Parasha B'Shalach. We're going to lay instead by Yechal. What's the big lonely Afsaka? Why do you have to stop it? Likri Mitzafra B'Yandi Yemer. The morning landing should be like B'Shalach. Over mincha, but then by mincha, lein vayichal. What's the problem? You can fit both in. And Rashi explains, the kasha is on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that in a regular Shabbos of parasha, does he knock out the parasha? No, you don't knock out the parasha. You just knock out the haftarah because you try to keep both everyone b'shalom. I have an eitzah, and a tanya is like everyone b'shalom also. Shachris do the parasha of the week, and by mincha do the vayichal. That's the kasha. It's kasha after Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rashi says, Lomli avsoka likri mitzaf from yonadu yehim of mincha matanisa. So the mom see eli the Rav Huna. To write Rav Huna, don't Rav Huna. Mitzafra kilufa. Now in the morning on a tainis, they're busy fixing up the averis of the city. They're looking to figure out what's wrong with us, what we're doing wrong. And they have no time to lane at all. They don't lane at all. Mitzafra kilufa. They don't lane at all. So they only have one laning. Since only one laning, so therefore the lane vayichal. Heche avdina. How do you do this? This say the hayoyim of tainis on abaya mitzarfel pagad the yoyim of the morning till half a day ma'ayin mil demasa. They're ma'ayin in the city's ways, the different things about the city. Pagad the yoyim lepanya river, pagad the yoyim lepanya river the yoyim from midday until the middle of the afternoon. Karina maftirim. Then you lane and you have aftira. Revia the yoyim in the last quarter of the day. Boy rachem say avinu makenu would tell him. How do we know this? Shadam says in the Pasuk, by Ezra, when he had a fast, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikumu al omdam, Vayikru b'seif b'tarius Hashem elikehem, Revias ayoyim. They read the Torah for a quarter of a day. Revias misvadim. Another quarter of misvadim v'shtach b'Hashem elikehem. So he says, klar, that the two quarters were, one quarter was for laning, one quarter was for vidui. Maybe that was the morning. Hey, no, it was the afternoon. Lo yisaradai, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Ve'alai ye osvu kol chored b'divrei alekei Yisrael am alagayla. V'ni yoishiv and shemim al minchas erev. I stood until the afternoon. Minchas erev kamdi mitanasi uvekari bigdi meili ve'echra al birkai ve'efrisa kapay al Hashem lakoy. And I daven to Hashem. So you see in the psukim that he only started the tainis and the laning in the afternoon. That's when he started the davening. In the morning they were busy with milu demasa. So what's the Chesmah Gemara again? The Gemara's question was, maybe keep Peshalach in the morning, and in the afternoon, do Vayichal. Teretz says, in the morning, you're busy with the middle of the Masa, you're not laning at all. So therefore, you knock out that week's parasha, you only lay in Vayichal. So the question is, these days, what? We don't lay at all in the morning, we lay in Vayichal in the afternoon, what?
It's not the week's parasha, we never lay in the afternoon, the week's parasha.
Right. But maybe since you missed the morning, you lay in the afternoon. If you missed the morning, you lay in the afternoon, you lay in the whole day. If you missed the morning, you lay in the whole day. So here you lay vayichal in the afternoon, you knock out that is parasha. So v'lchayra, it would come out. What's the chesmah gemara? Let's say you don't do this in the morning, meal demasa. What would you do? You would lay in the parasha week in the morning, and vayichal in the afternoon. So the shayla is, these days when we don't have mitzafra kenufa, we should lay in the morning the parasha week and vayichal by mincha. And what do? We lay vayichal in the morning also. So the Ran asks this question. The Ran asks the question. Says, what's going on? This comes from the chesmah gemara. Really, you're supposed to lay in the morning the parasha week. So Zok the Ran from Taima, will you don't the last day kenufya the current trade zimni b'seva tayra? You lane twice every tayra parash v'chal. Amar lekrim asaf from yonad yoyima. In the morning you should lane yonad yoyima. So that's what you should do. And for the Ran, ikul meima, they give him the kamoy tikkun hafsak of a tainus. Since in the early days when they had things in the morning, so they're masakin, you don't lay in the parash of the week. And nanam lekrim, we've kept it that way. Even though our days are different, we still kept it that way. Ad Khan, the Mishnah is of Dal Parshish. And now the next Mishnah starts the different Kriyas Atar of Yom Tovim. And Mr. Shem, on the next year, on the next daf, we will start from the Mishnah that talks about different Kriyas Atar of the Yom Tovim.